Welcome to the Savvy Dentist Podcast with Dr. Jesse Green, the show where great dentistry meets great business. Listen in each week as we bring you an inspiring person who will share their story, ideas, and business techniques to help you create a practice and a life you love. And now introducing your host, Dr. Jesse Green.
We're going to start with getting to know the patient. And the problem with this, of course, is that if we get this wrong, we only see a set of teeth. Not only do we only see a set of teeth, the patient feels like a set of teeth, not a person. And as we all know, patients have fears, hopes, aspirations, and dreams. We run the risk of missing things because we've all experienced it, right? You're ready to pack up. You're now ready to go and see your next patient, and they've got a question that's going to take you a good 10 or 15 minutes to either explain or to look at or whatever it happens to be. It's because we haven't gotten to know the patient up front. We run the risk of becoming a dentist or the dentist where it's very transactional. And we want to obviously be, you know, their dentist. And we don't want to be this guy, just any old dentist. So here's the promise, is you get to see the person. There's this wonderful greeting in the Zulu language called Sawumbo. And I think I'm pronouncing that correctly. And in essence, it says, I see you. And the response is, now my African language skills are quite poor, so forgive me, it's Nikuko. And in essence, what that person is saying is, thank you, now I am. So it's about this person being invisible until someone acknowledges them. And all too often, you go to a dentist, and I've seen it myself, and the dentist is saying, hi, how are you going, while they're washing their hands, you know, speaking over their shoulder, doing it. They're not actually present. We need to see them, acknowledge them, and let them know that they're there. And that's really, really, really important. If you get this right, of course, all bases are covered. You don't miss anything. You've got it all sorted. You know what you're doing emotionally for that patient, clinically for that patient, and you don't miss things. You become the trusted advisor, and ultimately they see you as my dentist or my practice. Okay? So really, really important. So let's go through five key principles. The first one is the concept of know, like, and trust. People like to do business with whom they know, like, and trust. And we talk about the relationship bank account quite regularly as a metaphor and making deposits into that bank account regularly because inevitably over time there are going to be withdrawals. When something goes wrong, you know, you're running late, the lab work doesn't turn up, or, you know, something goes awry, right? Something happens. And so that's a withdrawal from the bank account. So we need to make sure that in any given moment, we have enough of a bank balance to be able to handle a possible withdrawal. And that comes back to constantly investing in the relationship. And the way to invest in the relationship is to ask questions and really listen. Because in today's modern world, the ironic truth is that we live in the most connected time ever, and yet we are more disconnected than ever. Okay. It's about being a detective. It's about asking questions. What do you mean by that? Tell me more about that. I'm trying to get to the heart of the matter, drilling down, not accepting that surface level material. You know, as Simon said, you can't be shallow and deep at the same time. So we want to get as deep as we possibly can and get to know them. So be a detective and keep asking questions. Once we uncover the motivators, concerns, hopes, aspirations of a patient, we need to be able to communicate and disseminate those. So we need to have a system for recording them, and we need to be able to share those with the rest of the team. So in the event that, you know, a patient rings up and says they need to reschedule or they want to cancel, we can have that red line conversation. And if we know that someone's worried about money, for instance, you know, Mrs. Jones, is there any way that you can keep today's appointment? I know Dr. Green's worried about you slipping off that green line and dropping to the red line, where inevitably it's going to cost you more money later to jump back onto the green line. Is there any way we can keep today's appointment for you? We need to be able to give an examination to remember. So the examination process doubles as obviously the clinical part of it, getting to know the patient clinically, but it is also a process that allows us to influence the patients as well. So we are informing and influencing as we go. And finally, one of the key points here is to speed up. Really, really key. It's really important that if you slow down, you'll actually achieve a much higher conversion rate, and therefore your overall revenue growth will accelerate.
Thank you for listening to the Savvy Dentist podcast with Dr. Jesse Green. For more free tools and resources, join the free Facebook group. Visit drjessegreen.com/Facebook. And for more episodes, visit drjessegreen.com/Savvy Dentist.